Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, August 18th. It is 5:31. Thank you all for being here. Hopefully you got through Monday okay. We are ready to go this morning and ready to have a good day. How you doing this morning?
I'm so good. It was a nice little weekend. I know you had, we had a day off yesterday because you went to Texas.
I did. It was good. It was really good. Went to a couple of BTS shows. Originally when I got the tickets, I only got tickets for the Sunday night show. And this was like back when they went on sale, like in February. So way back then is when I put in my request for this day off. I'm like, I could only get tickets to the Sunday show. So I'm going to have Monday off. And the boss is like, okay, no problem. And so as it got closer, I was keeping my eye on Saturday tickets. And the day before on Friday, we're literally on the plane to go to Texas because we were just going to go spend the weekend there. There was rumors that there were going to be production holds that were going to be released.
What's a production hold?
So these are tickets that the artist holds for their people, but if they don't give them all away, then they put them on sale.
Cool.
So I kept my eye on it, and I'm literally on the plane. Thank God Southwest has Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi for Rapid Rewards members, because I kept checking, and all of a sudden they released them while I was on the plane, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm like freaking out, but I'm like, should I buy these tickets? They're face value tickets, and I'm like, my hands are shaking. I'm like, oh my god, how am I gonna get these? And so I'm in the air, I'm freaking out, I'm like, is this Wi-Fi gonna go through? And I ended up getting some production hold tickets for Saturday night,
that
so we were able to go.
Awesome. And you never know with like Southwest Wi-Fi, they are a little bit janky.
Oh, sometimes you're rolling the dice, but I got
now.
It
oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, so it turned out to be two shows that we got to go to and just had the best time. There was a little bit of like controversy that was kind of hanging over the heads of the guys from recent events, which is like so I was really curious how that was gonna go, and it was just so much fun. We went to Bucky's, we got to go to one of our friends' restaurants in Dallas, so we had a really nice weekend.
That's
so
awesome.
How was your weekend?
It was really chill. Just caught up on stuff around the house. We went to Costco, and I told you that James and I really wanted this TV stand, but it was just way too pricey. It was originally $400.
That does seem like a lot, especially for Costco.
Yeah, right? So we walk in, there's a TV stand again, but this time it got marked down to $250. So I'm like looking
from the last time you saw it?
Right. So I'm like, wait, did we not see the price correctly? Did we just go off the original price before? So now we're at a whole different ball game. We're like $150 off. So we're looking at the measurements. We look at the dimensions, and we didn't measure the box. So we only measured the TV stand. We're like, oh, we go home after our haul from Costco, and we're going back and forth trying to think about, should we get this? Should we get this? And we're dummies. We're like, we didn't measure the box. So the next day we go back to Costco. We actually measure James's car to see if we think, okay, here are the dimensions. We go into Costco, we measure the box, and it doesn't fit.
Oh, no.
So now we're going back and forth again with, like, do we want to just rent a U-Haul? Do we just ask a friend? But I think we're going to end up renting a U-Haul, and I think we might have a new TV stand by Wednesday.
That's awesome. The price dropped fast on that.
That's what I'm saying. Unless it was already $250, but we were only looking at the original sale price. And I think that's what we were thinking.
Oh.
Like, yeah. But anyway, I think we're going to have a new TV stand, and I feel like our living room is slowly starting to look like an adult living room versus like all the Facebook marketplaces things that we've been buying.
Well, hey, welcome to adulthood when you get excited over a TV stand. You know, that is when you truly know you have made it.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm like, oh my gosh, am I a grandma? That was my weekend. I went to Costco 3 times.
Sounds amazing to me. Sounds awesome. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got your tickets to the Jonas Brothers. Just announced they're coming back to Las Vegas. Your tickets coming up at 7 o'clock this morning with Beat Mercedes. Also this morning at 7:30, we are celebrating Halloween a little early with Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. Your 4-pack of 1-day tickets to experience that is coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And then at 8 o'clock this morning, right around 8:25, we are going to get you tickets to see Guns N' Roses as they come to town. Those tickets with heads up. So don't go anywhere. A lot to come. Let's do this. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them.
Woo! You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Do you ask for your kids' permission before you post a picture of them on social media, or is this just not a conversation in your home? Because I feel like we're in this generation that posts everything, you know, your lunch, your vacation, your Target haul, your dog's birthday party, it all goes up without a second thought. But your kids, I feel, are a little bit of a different category, if you will. You know, there, do you have your own personal rules when it comes to posting your kids? Some kids, parents post every single milestone, full face, tagged location, the whole thing. Others will post the back of the kid's head. You never see their face. That way, you know, they feel like they're offering them a little bit of a protection, I guess.
Yeah, and I respect that. I know that, you know, kids' privacy is probably number one for parents. But the thing that I don't get, and I'm not here to bash any parents. I'm really here just trying to understand. What's the purpose of posting your kids' photos with a big ol' emoji on their face? Have you seen parents do things
that? Oh, yeah. I know a lot of parents that do that.
Okay, now, I get it, but I get maybe you want to share a milestone. But I have friends who will have, like, cute, professional family photos done. And here they are, the kids on each side of the parents. And all you see them is all dressed up and a big ol' emoji on their face. I just think it's kind of funny. But I'm also here to listen and understand why people do that. It's just kind of like, why post the photo at all?
I think it's like, you know, why do you have insurance when you drive a car? You know, it's just protection. You know, you still want to post your family photo. You're excited about it, but you want to protect your kids, you know, and not maybe put their faces out there. That, I mean, I don't personally do that, but I completely understand it. I feel like, you know, you want to share the joy of raising them and, you know, your family moments, but maybe not put them out there so they would be identifiable to a stranger. I don't think it's all or nothing, you know.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I feel like you don't have to choose between either total privacy and not putting anything out and zero privacy. I feel like there's a middle ground there where you can kind of celebrate and still protect them if you want to.
I can see that. I just think if you're trying to protect your kids' faces from maybe like the weirdos or whatever, like there's AI now and these apps with these photo editing processes where you can get that picture, upload it onto these apps, and they take the emoji right off. So that's where
they don't know what's underneath it.
You know, yeah, they take it off. Like you could literally take it off.
Yeah,
but show the photos.
But they don't have the access to the actual like micro data that's on the photo. So I don't know that they can actually see what the photo is.
Really?
I'm no AI expert, but I think that that's pretty much why they cover them that way. It's like, I'm trying to explain. So like if I post a picture and I, you know, block out my private information that's on, like, let's say I show a plane ticket or something, it's got my private information. I don't think you can just take that off and then see what my private information is.
It's just kind of like blank.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's like removing a sticker from something where there it is. But I'm definitely not an AI expert. We're getting some texts. What do you guys do? I will post my kids' faces, but I always ask for their permission before I post a photo of them. Like if there's a photo, and granted they're older. So as a child, like 4 or 6 years old, I don't know that they're, you know, I would have asked for permission. I would just try to make a judgment call on my own. But I'm always like, hey, can I post this picture of you? And then I show them. And sometimes they say no. Sometimes they're like, no, I don't like that picture. I'm like, ugh, you look so cute in it. I don't care. I don't like it. Okay. I don't post it after that.
Is that like life with teenage girls? Kind
of? Yeah. I mean, they're very concerned about their own.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's August 18th. It is 6:02. Thank you so much for being here with us. Getting things going here on a Tuesday morning. It was a little bit of a long weekend for us. We actually did get yesterday off. I was on a little road trip to see my favorite group. Went to Texas, Dallas to see BTS and had such a good time. But not only did I get to go see them twice, we got last minute tickets to the Saturday night show. I got to make a road trip to Terrell, Texas. To go to Bucky's. I was so excited. That was the first thing on the list of things to do. There was three things we wanted to do. We got to two out of three. This is in addition to going to the concerts. Go to Bucky's. Go to Crown Block, which is a restaurant that my friend runs, and it was amazing.
Nice.
And then the third was go to Terry Black's Barbecue, which is a barbecue place that is iconic in Texas. And my husband and I went there last time, and so we wanted to go there, but we didn't make it. We ran out of time. I was at the airport yesterday. I was like, oh, we didn't get to go to Terry Black's Barbecue.
What other cities in Texas have you been to?
I've been to Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Waco, Austin, San Antonio, Amarillo. I've been to a lot of Texas.
You're a well-versed Texan.
Yeah, my dad, he used to, for the company he worked for, he was a project manager, and they had a lot of projects that he ran in Texas. So literally in the summertime, we would move to Texas while he would work on his projects.
That's
and we'd stay in a hotel for, like a month and a half, and the staff would all know us, and me and my brother would run around like we owned the place. Like, that was always our thing. But yeah, it was really cool to go and see them. We had such a good time this weekend.
And in Texas, the reason I ask is, what's the city that you think, oh, yep, this is my favorite city in Texas?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I really do like San Antonio a lot. It's smaller, but then Dallas has so many cool things to see. So I don't know. It depends on what you're looking for. The food is great down there. The people are so freaking nice. This guy I randomly just started talking to on the elevator up to the Crown Block restaurant that we went to. Nice old man, just super sweet. He was dressed like a Texan. He was wearing like an embroidered shirt with a bolo tie with turquoise and all this. And he's just, is this y'all's first time here? And we're like, it is. And he's like, oh, you got a lot to look forward to. He was so sweet. And then he came by our table after. He's like, how are you enjoying this? So he doesn't even work there. He was there to eat breakfast.
How kind.
And so then we started talking, and he's actually a motivational speaker.
Oh.
He's been to Vegas many times talking, like being a motivational speaker. And he's talked at conferences. And I was like, well, wow, that's just incredible. And he's like, let's exchange information. So I literally open up this email this morning, and it says, the subject line is, howdy, as we say in Texas. And he just sent me an email saying it was a pleasure to meet me.
Oh my gosh, what a kind man. But was that weather kind to you, the humidity?
Oh no, that was a whole other story. It was so humid and hot down there. But luckily, we kind of went from air conditioning to air conditioning.
Nice.
So you had an exciting weekend. You're on the verge of getting your TV stand.
Yep, that. And then I finally got my permanent crown in at the dentist.
Oh, good.
And so hopefully after the fifth time I've been to the dentist, or if you count the endodontist with my root canal, in the past 2 months. But what's cool about my dentist is I asked him how his weekend was as well. He went to the D23 convention last weekend for all the Disney stuff. And he was telling me right when he walked into the convention center, everybody dressed up in all of their Disney characters. And he said that out of all the surprises, he thinks the loudest, the people that they cheered for the most was when Anne Hathaway came out. And they talked about her, like, you know, what her being a part of Disney Legends and stuff. So I thought it was so cool that my dentist went to D23 last week.
That's so cool. cool. They announced so many different things. X-Men reboot and Frozen 3 and Coco 2 and Zootopia 3.
The like, Villains Land that's going to happen in Magic Kingdom.
Romeo and Michelle 2. I was like, what? Oh my gosh. The live action Tangled. Like, there was just so much to absorb. I don't even think I saw everything that they announced. So yeah, lots of cool stuff. And speaking of cool stuff, we've got a lot of cool stuff going on the show this morning. I'm so glad you guys are here with us. We've got your Jonas Brothers tickets. They just announced they are coming back to Vegas. The Burn It Up Tour is making a stop at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. We've got your tickets this morning, 7 o'clock with Beat Mercedes. Be listening for that. At 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we've got your Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights passes, four of them for you to win if you conquer the Mega Minute. And then right around 8:25 this morning, your tickets to see Guns N' Roses. They're going to be at Allegiant Stadium this weekend, and we want to send you, so make sure you are listening for Heads Up right around 8:25 this morning for that. But coming up next, we have what's trending. New details are emerging in the sudden death of Hayden Panettiere at just 36 years old. What investigators are now saying about her final hours. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Hayden Panettiere is trending this morning. This is such a sad story. We learned this weekend that she died at only 36 years old, and today we're getting a clear picture of what happened in those final moments. Hayden was in Greenville, South Carolina. Police say an acquaintance called 911 on Sunday afternoon, when she was found unresponsive. And when people and paramedics arrived, she was in cardiac arrest. They tried advanced life support, but she was pronounced dead at 2:32 p.m. One of the biggest updates is the 911 dispatch audio. During the emergency response, there was a reference to a possible overdose, and Narcan was reportedly found at the scene. You know, I want to be careful here because authorities have not said overdose is a cause of death. That is what they're speculating right now. The autopsy was completed, and the coroner says there were no signs of trauma contributing to her death. Police also say they have found no evidence of foul play and are still, you know, more tests are pending. I think what makes this part, like, this story so hard is just how Hayden had become like open about everything that she had been through. She talked publicly about her addiction, alcohol, opioids, postpartum depression, how difficult growing up in Hollywood has been for her. And she released her memoir. It's called This Is Me, A Reckoning, earlier this year, and talked about some really painful parts of her life, including losing her brother, Jansen, in 2023.
I saw that. I didn't know about her brother. Maybe I was just not around to see that. But I think about the parents. I think about her daughter, her family. And when you see news like that, as far as a celebrity goes, it's like you don't want to believe it at first. Because that's my thoughts when I first saw it online. It's no, can't be real.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad. She was suffering through a lot of things in her life. And, you know, we basically watched her grow up. You know, she was acting in Remember the Titans. I remember seeing her as a little girl in that, and on the TV show Heroes and Nashville, the Scream movies. And, you know, she was even the voice of Dot in A Bug's Life.
That's the one I love.
Yeah. So she leaves behind her daughter, Kaya. Hayden would have turned 37 years old this Friday. 36 years old is unbelievably young, and it's just such a tragic story. Her family said she was an incredible light who brought love and joy to the people who knew her and the millions that watched her, and that is what's trending.
You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We were in Texas over the weekend. We did a little quick little getaway, went and saw BTS in concert. It was a good weekend. And, you know, we rented a car. So we're driving around, you know, going from place to place. And I noticed something, and I may have mentioned this before, but it got worse in Texas for some reason. So does your significant other have an odd habit, a habit that makes zero sense, and you've just kind of accepted that that's how they are. Maybe it's a quirk, maybe something that they do that is kind of annoying. So I discovered years ago that my husband loves to read signs out loud when we pass by them. Every single one. We could be in the middle of an actual conversation and he'll just drop in Tacos El Gordo. And I'm like, what? What? And it, like, we just passed it. Or Denny's, Marriott, no parking. Like, he reads these things out loud. I don't understand it. And maybe it's a guy thing. Maybe it's a dad thing. Does anyone have a spouse that does this or something else, like, kind of quirky? 702-364-9400. So I've accepted this is not a phase, right? It's just, I kind of clock in my head how long it's going to take when we start driving to see how long before he starts reading these things. So Texas is a totally different story. We're driving around. We're down there. He didn't just read signs. He had to read them in a country accent.
Of course. You're like, he's in Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Whataburger. AT&T Stadium. Do not merge. I was like, oh my gosh, please stop. Please stop. Like,
you're not playing along with him. Like, you're the cowgirl and he's the cowboy.
Maybe I'm no fun, but it just gets on my nerves. And I look at my daughter and she's like, okay. And I go, you got to stop. You got to stop with the cowboy accent. He's like, what? We're in Texas. I'm like, do not. Please, please. I'm not trying to be like the buzzkill here, but that's just, oh my gosh, so annoying. So he had no idea he was actually doing it. I'm like, why are you announcing a hotel chain with a Texas twang? Like, I just don't understand it. He's just like, I don't know. I just read things.
Okay, hear me out. Maybe he's doing these things because he's trying to fill that awkward silence between you guys. Is it like the road trip where you guys are bored, looking out the window, and Matt's there trying to spice things up, have a little fun on the little trip?
That's a valid argument, but I just think after being married so long, we don't really have awkward silences anymore. It's just like, listen to the radio or talk about things, but it'll be literally within the conversation. I'll be like, okay, so we have a reservation for 6 o'clock Chevron. What? Why are you reading that? I don't know. So it's funny because I started asking around because I'm surely not the only person living this. And my sister's husband, she was telling me the thing he does is he narrates the entire parking lot search out loud. So you're in a parking lot, you're looking for a spot, and he narrates the whole thing. He's like, well, no space there. I'm going to come around here and then see if there's a spot there. And nope, that one's taken.
He's doing
motorcycle.
Play by play.
Is that a guy thing? Does anyone else have a spouse that does something like that? 702-364-9400. It's funny because she's like, oh yeah, it's like he's calling a horse race. He's like, we're going to find one down here. I just know it. And oh, boom, we got it. Like, it's just so funny. I don't know if that's just a guy thing or what.
James does talk out loud, but I will tell you there's this weird habit that he does, and I don't know when it started because it didn't happen when we were dating. And you know, I have this weird phobia of people's making sounds while they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the loud eaters. It's this specific thing that James does. And he'll be chewing with his mouth closed. No sound is coming out. But once he swallows his food, he makes grunting sound.
Oh, geez.
He's chewing, swallow.
Oh, my gosh. That would make me insane.
And so whenever we eat, I either have to have the TV on or I have to sit like arm's length away from him because I cannot do it with the grunting sound.
And it's like, in his defense, he's just enjoying his meal. But it's like these little sounds, maybe like we're the ones with the issue, like with these sounds or something.
We're the problem.
This one says my husband has to hit the door frame every time he walks through a door. I don't understand why he does it. He says it's just habit. This one says, my husband taps the steering wheel twice before starting the car every single time for over 20 years. Yeah, like guys just have these little like quirks that way. Ashley, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. It's actually me with the bad accent. I'm the one that does that.
You're the reader? Do you read things out loud?
I do.
What is it? Do you just, is it to ingrain it in your memory or is it to bring attention to it? Why do you think you do that?
Honestly, I personally think it's a little bit of awkward.
And that is valid too. I could totally see that. Yeah. Sometimes it's just like that, you know, that your brain just kind of working involuntarily that wants to do that.
You don't realize you're doing it until somebody points it out and you're like, oh yeah.
Someone just actually texted. It says it's called nonverbal thinking. It's a whole thing. Look it up. My husband and my mom are the same way. What we think in our head, we have to say out loud. And you know, I don't know, no hate on that, but it's just when he threw the Texas accent in, I was like, wait a second. Now we've gone a step too far.
I can handle
the reading of the signs, but now that's just too much. Jennifer just texted. This one says, my husband narrates every football play like he's the commentator. We're watching the game together. I don't need the recap. And then this says, my wife announces the time out loud randomly. Not when I ask, just it's 4:47 for no reason. And she keeps walking.
One thing James does when he's watching basketball and the ball goes out of bounds and the referee is trying to figure out who's the last person to touch the ball. James is always pointing. He was like, it was that team. It was that team.
Like the referee's going to look at the camera and go, thank you, sir. I did not see that. I appreciate it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Madonna is once again reminding everyone why she's been running this game since before half of her competition was even born. She leads every single nominee at the 2026 MTV Video Music Awards with 11 nominations this year. The nominations are currently being announced. She's nominated for Video, Artist, Song of the Year, and she's got a nod in every single decade of her career.
Wow.
So she's already sitting on 19 competitive VMA wins, and if she sweeps this year, she'll tie Beyonce and Taylor for the most VMAs ever won by a musician, 30 each. Taylor's not too far behind with 9 nominations of her own this year. One single win puts her at the top of that list all by herself. So here is basically who is in the mix. For Video of the Year, you have Ariana Grande, Hate That I Made You Love Me.
Oh, great video too, with Justin Long.
That was
a good one.
Also, Bruno Mars, I Just Might, up for that one. Storm starring Young Lean, Generation is on that. Madonna, like I mentioned, Confessions to the Film. Sabrina Carpenter, Tears, is nominated for Video of the Year. And then Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia. Those are the big ones.
Ooh.
So a couple other categories were announced. Let's do Song of the Year. I thought this was an interesting mix of songs. For Song of the Year, the nominees are Swim by BTS, Choosin' Texas, Ella Langley. I have a feeling this one is just going to dominate.
Me too.
I really do.
Wait, when you were in Texas this past weekend, was this song everywhere?
Oh, well, it was on the radio a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Huntrix, Golden, nominated for Song of the Year for the MTV VMAs this year. Bring Your Love by Sabrina Carpenter and the Queen Madonna. Then you have Man I Need by Olivia Dean. Huge year for Olivia. Some really good nominees. Stateside by Zara Larsson and Pink Panthers.
I'm still obsessed with the song.
Such a good song. And then rounding out that category, Where's My Husband by Ray. That's going to be a tough category.
You got to pick one, Mercedes.
Oh, man. Not my personal choice, but it's a great song. I go Ella Langley on this one.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
My personal choice is Stateside, Pink Panthers, but I just think Ella Langley's going to sweep this
category. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. So, yeah, we'll go over some of the more nominees later on this morning. The show airs live on CBS September 27th from the Peacock Theater in L.A. Yeah, Madonna just killing it this year. Good for her. Also this morning, a new survey just proved what we all suspected. No one's actually taking a lunch break anymore. More than half of hybrid workers, 56%, never even step outside during the workday, and 85% are skipping lunch entirely some days. Here's the part that gets me, though. 91% of those same people will tell you a real lunch break is essential, but they're still not taking those lunch breaks. I mean, I guess I don't really take a lunch break. I just kind of eat something if I'm hungry while I'm working, you know?
Yeah, I see that. And I also talked to my friend yesterday who works from, it's kind of like a hybrid situation as well, but she's like 80% working from home. And she tells me it's really hard for her to separate her work and personal life, and that there are times where she is so locked in doing work at home that she doesn't take any breaks and she doesn't go outside.
You might not even realize when you're technically off the clock just because it you just get so into what you're doing. And when we were working at home during COVID, yeah, the same thing happened. I just felt like I was working all day long because you don't really have a separation there.
No boundary. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finally, this morning, a 6-year-old rescue pug named Ginny Lou just took home the world's ugliest dog prize at the pageant's 15th anniversary in Santa Rosa, California. This is her fourth time entering before she finally won. She walked away with $5,000 and her own limited edition mug root beer can, bumping up the brand's regular mascot right off the shelf. Organizers say that the contest isn't really about ugly. It's about celebrating the dogs who don't look like everybody else and reminding people that the weird looking ones deserve love too. I'm a pug lover. This dog I thought was so cute with his long tongue hanging out.
That's what got me, the tongue on the side. Do all pugs have those long tongues?
No. That's something going on personally. Ours did. I mean, they had long tongues, but they weren't hanging out of their mouths.
I feel like pugs with their little bulgy eyes, they're like the ugly, cutest dogs ever.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Like, I want to get another one so badly, but it's just, right now, it wouldn't be fair to the dog because we travel so much, but eventually that's the goal. And the uglier, the better.
Yes, I'll take it.
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Snitches get stitches. We've all heard that saying, right? You don't snitch on people. You just keep your mouth shut. And for the most part, I abide by that. But something's going on right now where it's like, should I say something? I don't know. I'm in this weird situation. This has been going on for months now, and I stopped answering my office line number a while back for this very reason. So I kept getting these calls from this number, and it displays the caller ID. It says who's calling, and it's one of those payday loan check cashing places.
Mercedes, do you owe money somewhere?
That's why I was like, why are they calling me? This is really weird. And they wouldn't leave a message. So that went on for a while. And then they started leaving a message. And first it was a girl that kept calling, and she was from the place, and she was looking for a former coworker of ours. And I was like, why are you calling me asking for it? Like, this person worked here before you even started working here.
Okay.
Like, it was a long time ago. And wow. I was like, wow, you're really trying to find this person. Why are you calling me? Like, what do I have to do with this person? This
is so random. Yeah, how'd you get wrapped up into all
yeah.
this?
So then a guy started calling and leaving messages. And they're very nice. They're like, hi, this is so-and-so from this payday loan place. And we're trying to find Bob Jones. And we're wondering if you could help us find him. It's very imperative that we get in touch with him. And we know that he used to work with you. And I'm like, why me? Like, and then I'm wondering, are some of our other coworkers getting this message? So it's really weird. So now, like, here's the thing that makes it a little more complicated. I do kind of know where they could get in touch with this person.
Oh.
I mean, I don't talk to this person anymore. They're, from my understanding, still in town. I think we are still connected on social media somehow. But like, this isn't a private investigation on my part. I'm not going to try to track them down for them. Or should I? Should I just in a normal, like, well, this is my last phone number that I have. Should I give it to them? Like, that's the thing. Do I rat out this former coworker that I haven't talked to in years? Or do I just play dumb, not return calls, and hopefully it'll go away? Have you ever been in that situation where you were put in an uncomfortable position to, like, snitch on a coworker? 702-364-9400. I don't know what I should do here.
Well, it sounds like you really don't have much of a relationship with them anymore. So what's the problem of being like, hey, this is the last number I got, to get it off your back? Because I can't imagine how annoying it might be from getting all these messages and you're trying to weave through all these important calls you might be getting, and all you're doing is getting inundated by these payday people.
Yeah, and that's true. But then it's like, I don't have really any bad blood with this person. So like, should I be the one to like throw them to the wolves? I like, every time I think about doing it, something in me kind of pumps the brakes, you know? Like, I don't know why they're looking for this person. Maybe it's a late payment. Maybe it's a paperwork mix-up. Like, what is the reason? You know, maybe this person is dealing with something rough behind the scenes, and the last thing that they need is their old coworker handing their contact information over to someone.
And then they're going to get served the next day. No, I think, is it like one of those things where you give them a heads up? Like, hey, just a heads up, this person's been contacting me, and then let them deal with
that. And I thought about that too, but like I said, I haven't talked to this person in years. Like, it might be weird just getting a random phone call from me.
Mercedes is calling me. It's been forever.
Oh, what do you think? Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, good morning. What do you think about this?
Hey, they call me all the time in regards to a friend. Not really a friend. Let's just call him a business associate that I knew like 10 years ago. And they're like, do you know how to get a hold of Glenn? And I never gave him permission to use me as a reference or to vouch for him in any way, shape, or form. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, this is so random. Like, this person and I didn't know each other well enough that they would ever use me as a reference. So I think they just like know where they worked and maybe hit a random extension and picked mine. I don't know.
Right. So what I do is I just say, oh yeah, Glenn, he died.
Oh my God.
Left behind 3 kids. It was so tragic, that car accident. Yeah.
Just end it right then and there, Nick. I mean, that would solve the problem, and that would take it off of poor Glenn's back. Oh, my God.
And poor Bob Jones is still alive, living in Henderson.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my. Man, thanks, Nick. Thanks for the laugh. That was funny. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's an HR problem.
Just tell send him to HR?
Yes, you do not give out former employees' phone numbers.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble too. I didn't even think about that, Mike. You just might have saved me a major headache. Yeah, the thing is, like, I don't even know what our HR, who's our HR person?
Dude, you're right. And do you want to go through filing an HR thing?
I don't want to get involved.
It's a lot of work to do HR stuff.
Someone just texted, snitches get stitches and get subpoenaed as a witness later. Stay out of it. Marisol says, if this were me and they were looking for, if it were me they were looking for, I'd want someone to at least give me a heads up first. I know, but that would be so weird. Just me out of nowhere. Hi, 15 years later. How you doing?
How many times have they called you now?
Oh, gosh. This has been going on for months. I'd say 10. Maybe more. They would call and call and call, but they started leaving messages within the last couple of months. And so, yeah, I don't know. Anonymous says, call the old coworker first. Let them decide what happens next. That's the move. And then this one says, the fact that they're this persistent is kind of sus, not going to lie. I'd be worried for your coworker, not against them. I don't know.
Is there a way where you can change your office phone number?
Just disconnect it. Who uses it anyway?
I didn't even know you had an office phone
number. I do. And I never, like, answer it. That's the thing. But then after the show, I'll go back, and then it just starts ringing, and it's always them. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Around the same time every weekday or so?
It's like probably once a week around 11:30, and I'm like, here they are again, looking for Bob Jones.
Poor Bob Jones. Just do what Nick says. Rest in peace, Bob.
Oh, man. I hate to do that. Everyone's telling me not to snitch. Okay, fine. If they call back, please ask them to stop calling.
That's easy enough.
That's true. I guess. I don't know. I feel bad for Bob. I feel bad if they're not getting their money. It's just a weird situation. Why is it me?
Yeah,
why me? All right, let's do this. It's time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400 is our number, and we are playing for a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. This is going to be just a fun time for Halloween. Your worst nightmares are waiting at Halloween Horror Nights. Select nights September 3rd through November 1st. Never go alone. We've got your tickets right now. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. You get them all correct, you are going. Caller 20, you get to play.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercy in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Sarah, your caller 20. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Good morning. We've been trying for 7 years.
7 years? Oh my gosh, we got to make you a winner this morning. It's the Mega Minute. We've got these tickets to Hollywood Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. And you know how it works, Sarah, right? 10 questions, 60 seconds, you get them all correct and you win. Are you working solo today or do you have anyone helping you out?
I've got my 12-year-old son, Rome.
Hi, Rome. Awesome. I love it. Let's do this. All you got to do is answer these questions correctly. If either one of you knows the answer, shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
If you guys are struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
Five.
Yes. What is the tallest animal in the world?
Giraffe.
Yes. What branch of science studies living organisms?
Biology.
Yes. What is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Yes. What is a group of lions called?
Pack.
No.
No. Pass.
What vegetable is used to make traditional sauerkraut?
Cabbage.
Yes. What is a noun?
A person, place, or thing.
Yes. Mount Everest is located in which mountain range?
Himalayas.
Yes. What empire was ruled by Julius Caesar?
The Roman Empire.
Yes. Which mammal lays eggs?
Pass.
What group is a group of lions called?
Pass.
What mammal lays eggs?
What mammal lays eggs? A duck.
No. What is a group? Oh no! Not only did we make it through, but we got to go back twice on both of the questions you passed on. I'm so sorry, Sarah and Roman. You did great. And I have a feeling you're going to be, like, so upset when you hear the answers. A group of lions is called a pride.
Which is a hard answer.
That is tough. Not everybody knows that. That is really tough. And the mammal that lays eggs, didn't know this, a platypus. Mm. A platypus lays eggs. You guys did so well, and I loved how you were both giving answers. You did such a great job, but unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute, which means caller 20 right now, you're going to get these passes, a four-pack of one-day tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. Who wants to go? Caller 20, they're yours, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Music Recording Academy is rethinking its brand new Asian pop category after backlash from artists who feel like it's missing the mark entirely. CEO of the Grammys, Harvey Mason Jr., he admitted that after weeks of conversations with people in the industry, it's become obvious that the category isn't representing music the way artists hoped it would. So now Grammy executives are sitting down with representatives from K-pop, J-pop, C-pop, and beyond just to figure out what needs to change. This whole thing came to a head after BTS decided not to submit music for the 2027 Grammys, partly because of this exact issue, saying they'd rather their music be judged for what it is instead of getting boxed into a category based on region or language. And, you know, a lot of people think genre-specific awards like this, they end up sidelining them from categories that actually matter.
Yeah, I don't know about the Grammys anymore. Ever since the whole Beyonce thing in the country, and now they have to make a modern country genre just to please people. I feel like, to me, it's losing its credibility. What do you think?
I just feel like it's they're trying to appease people, but at the same time they're making themselves look bad. They're looking like they're giving out consolation prizes instead of keeping these artists, you know, in the running for the very big categories. It's kind of like, well, hey, it's handled. We've got them in the K-pop category, or the Asian music category. Do you have like a British category for the singers from England? Do you have, you know, different regional things? No, like Harry Styles has always been in the main categories. Why do we have to push them out? And I don't like that. I feel like it's separating. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. But that category is not on the Grammy website anymore. So,
it'll be interesting to see their ratings as well become in February.
Also this morning, a new report has found that 18% of Americans would rather take cooking advice from a random food influencer than from their own mother. If you think about how many of us, like, roll our eyes when our moms tell us to do something versus, you know, being mesmerized by some stranger on TikTok. I guess I can kind of understand this. Only 33% of people say mom's recipes even hold up against what they're seeing on social media these days. And 71% admit those cooking videos have actually gotten them to try foods that they would have never touched before. 47% of people are out here attempting a brand new viral recipe at least once a month.
Whoa, are you doing a viral like foods once a month? That's a lot.
No, I don't. And I don't. Sometimes I'll see things that go viral. Like, I remember that feta pasta. I was tempted to make that, but I never did. I would take my mom's recipes over a viral influencer any day. My mom's recipes are the best. That's what I want to emulate.
You know, mom's recipes are the best, but let's just be honest. Getting the recipe from mom takes a little longer. And if you're on a time restraint, these influencers know how to get in, get out. The recipe is in the comment. So it depends. Do you have the time for mom's recipe or do you want something fast and quick?
Well, I feel like my mom's recipes she doesn't really have them written on a recipe card. She just tells me what they are. And it's all by taste. Like she doesn't measure anything. She just knows how much to put in of everything. So it's really kind of like a vibe versus an actual recipe, you know? You have to like know, and it takes a lot of practice to get them just right. And so it's really difficult to follow mom's recipes if you want them to be just like hers.
Well, it's kind of like mom's recipe and yours at the same time, because you're going to have to readjust.
Try to make it as close to hers as possible, for sure. Finally, this morning, a homeowner decided she was done getting nickel and dimed by her HOA. So she did what any of us would probably fantasize about doing and grabbed a can of spray paint. Now her HOA, they kept slapping her with these $45 fines because her bush was dead. So instead of digging it up and replacing it, she filmed herself spraying the entire thing green, looking directly in the camera and said, "It's not dead no more, Becky." They're going to be like, "How did it get so green?" We actually have the audio from this.
They keep charging me $45 for this bush. We're going to fix it today. It's not dead no more, Becky. They're going to be like, "How did it get green?" I don't know. But it's green today.
Oh, Becky.
So she just ended up spray painting it. The video blew up, over 7 million views with people cheering her on, because nobody loves an HOA breathing down your neck over landscaping. A few people in the comments were asking the obvious question, why didn't she just buy a new bush? But I mean, sometimes you got to get creative to dodge these HOA fines, right?
Look, I've never dealt with HOA. I rent in an apartment, and anytime these HOA stories come up, I'm like, I'm glad I don't have
them. I'll always be a renter. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it's time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever want us to talk about your situation, shoot us an email. You can go to our website and email us through there, mix941.fm, or reach out on social media, Mercedes in the AM. This one says, Mercedes, I have a submission for Jerk or Justified. My girlfriend has been going gray since she was 25. Way before I ever met her. It never bothered me because she's always dyed it. And honestly, I forget it's even a thing. But now she's over the maintenance. She says she's tired of sitting in a salon chair every other weekend just to keep up with her roots, and she wants to let it grow out natural. I told her I support her. That's what you're supposed to say, right? But if I'm being real with you, I don't know how I'm going to feel once she actually got a full head of gray. I keep picturing grandma hair, and it's freaking me out a little. Part of me wants to just tell her to keep dyeing it and save us both the surprise. Am I a jerk for even thinking that? Or is it justified to want a say in how my girlfriend looks? Signed, don't want a granny girlfriend.
Stop! Oh my God. Why would you sign that?
Well, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I feel like this might be a little one-sided today, but let's be fair. Like, he's reaching out. He really wants to know, like, what he should do in this situation. I think, you know, we all probably are thinking, wow. But if you, like, if you were in this situation, what would you say? How would you approach it? Let's try to be like kind of, you know, let's look at this for what it is. 702-364-9400.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's a jerk because the way he's saying it, he should just be, okay, let me take it back. Because my husband, he has a haircut that I'm not a fan of and he knows it. And it's the Edgar cut. You know the Edgar cut where it goes straight bangs, the boys Edgar cut? Have you seen those before?
No, but keep talking.
So James has an Edgar cut, and every time he gets a haircut, he asks, how do you like my haircut? I'm like, it's not my favorite. It's not. And I'm honest with him, but he's my husband. This is your girlfriend. If you want to have a long marriage with her, eventually she's going to turn gray, and you're going to have to live with it. Regardless of looks, you got to be like, there's a part honesty, but also, like, where's the unconditional love there? And that's where I find my unconditional love with my husband. I love him deep down, regardless of his haircut, and I'll put up with it.
So then he can say that he's not a fan of it, as long as he still loves her.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that honesty goes somewhere, but I think you're being a jerk if you're not showing unconditional love and you stick with her regardless of her haircut or her color.
What do you think? 702-364-9400. Is Ramon even here today?
Ramon's training, so I apologize.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard a word from him today.
Sorry, yeah, a lot of multitasking. But this nervous about gray is definitely a jerk. I think the salt and pepper look is very sexy. And me being a nerd, there's an X-Men character, Rogue, who rocks the white. She's a very good looking comic book character, so I think Nervous About Gray is a jerk.
And we just found out that that Indy Navarrete's going to play Rogue.
Yes, correct. No, no, no,
no, no, no. Here's my take. First of all, I touch up my roots every 2 weeks, so I know exactly what she is dealing with. It's, you know, the chair time, the money, the Saturday mornings where you could literally be spending it any other way. It's frustrating. It adds up. So when she says she's done, I don't really feel like I hear someone saying, like, I'm going to let myself go now. I feel like I'm hearing someone say, I'm tired. I'm tired of upkeeping this. And you're sitting here calling it grandma hair before she's even done it. That's what gets me. You're not really worried about her. You're worried about how she's going to look next to you. And I feel like that's kind of superficial. It's gray hair is not going to change who she is. It just changes her hair color. That's it. That's the whole thing. So if this dye job is what's really keeping you with her, maybe this isn't meant to be. I'm not saying like break up, but really think about it. Like, are you going to love her through sickness and health, gray and not gray? You know, it's a whole package kind of thing. So I wouldn't say anything, but what do you guys think? Caller, give us a call right now, 702-364-9400. It's Jerk or Justified. The calls and texts are coming in. Oh boy, I hope you're listening. It's Mix 94.1. Are you a jerk for wanting your girlfriend to keep dyeing her hair? If you are just joining us, it's Jerk or Justified. We got a listener email. His girlfriend has been going gray since she was 25, way before they even met. She's always dyed her hair without a second thought, but now she's done. She's tired of every other weekend salon trips. She wants to let it grow out gray and natural. He said he supports her, sure, but off the record, he's dreading what he's calling grandma hair, and there's a part of him that wants to ask her to just keep dyeing it so he doesn't have to ever find out what grandma hair looks like. Is that being fair? Is he being a little superficial here? 702-364-9400. Hey, Becky, good morning. What do you think? It's Jerk or Justified.
Okay, so I have to preface this. I let my gray hair grow out. I'm not even 40 yet, and I have gray streaks, and I get compliments on them all the time.
Really? It's like natural highlights, right?
Yes, and I think he is a jerk because it's 2026. He could literally Google gray hair young people and see that there are a lot of hot young women even dyeing their hair gray.
Oh my gosh, you are literally saying the same thing that one of the texts that just came in. It says gray hair is trending on purpose right now. Tell him to catch up. It is huge right now. And I mean,
that's why I stopped dyeing mine, because I was trying to dye it ashy gray and it wouldn't stay, so I decided to just grow it out.
She's keeping up with the trends. Becky, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, it's Jerk or Justified. Good morning. What do you think?
Total jerk. Men get to go gray all the time. No problem. No question asked. If you love this person, you're going to be with them through the ups and downs or whatever it may be, but gray is okay. And look, grandma hair, I am a grandma, and I've got long blonde hair still. I haven't gone gray, but when I do, it'll be amazing. I will embrace it, and if he loves her, he will too.
You brought up something I didn't even think about, like the double standard when it comes to gray hair and like men, and oh, they look distinguished and the silver foxes of the world and da da da. And with women, it's grandma hair. Like, what the heck, you know?
No, that doesn't qualify for grandma, especially these days. Like they said, keep up with the trends.
Exactly. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, Jerk or Justified, what do you think?
He's a complete jerk. Oh, my God. My husband likes me to be blonde. But as a rebel I am, I have had pink hair, blue hair, purple hair, green hair. I even shaved my head.
And he loves you either way.
Yeah, and he's bald, so for my satisfaction, he can wear my wig.
You know what? It's like sharing. Sharing is caring. I love it. On the text line and on Facebook, Jennifer says, I have so many opinions on this. As a woman who has to dye her hair every 3 weeks to keep it, I say it was a chore. Sometimes I do wish I could stop dyeing it and use all that time and money for something better. As a former hairdresser, I think this is what keeps us in business. So please don't ever stop. But as a wife, I think this. My husband has told me many times that he loves my hair blonde. He loves when I do it a certain way. He is highly attracted to me and my look, and he is the one person that I want to be attracted to me. Why would I change that, knowing that he wouldn't like it? Knowing that what he likes is half the battle for me.
Interesting.
Let's talk to Amber. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
Jerk or Justified, what do you think?
That is a complete jerk move.
What should he do? Should he just keep his mouth shut? Should he just move along if this is already going to be an issue? What do you think?
I mean, if he doesn't like the way his wife looks, he should move on.
Well, luckily they're not married at this point. You know, it's just a girlfriend. But yeah, that's like save yourself the time then, right?
Then definitely move on.
Yeah, that's a small thing. Of all the red flags, gray hair is probably the least bad one. Mike, let's get a guy's perspective here. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
I think he's a jerk.
Why do you say that?
Well, I go to the hair salon with my wife all the time, and she gets her hair dyed, and it's not the original color. It's gray, you know, like a grayish brown. And if he went to sit with her for an hour, let him try going there with the salon and wasting time.
Yeah, what do you do at the salon? Do you read all the outdated magazines, Mike?
Nope, I sit in the car.
That's a long time to sit in the car.
That is a long time. Kevin just texted, my girlfriend went gray. I told her she looks like a Bond villain, and it honestly made her more confident. Backfired on me completely. Ah, Kevin, that sounds like she looks great. Now she's like, yes, I'm going to keep it this way if I look like a Bond villain.
Every 2 weeks, Mercedes, don't you get tired of going to the salon?
I do, but, you know, I'm not ready to do that.
You're not ready to embrace
the
grays?
Yeah, I'm not ready for that yet. You know, one day I'm sure I will be, but I don't blame her. It's a lot, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I was like her. My family goes gray early. I think I was like 26 or 27 when I noticed I started going gray. And it's just like... Yeah, so if you want to pay for it, and you know, then maybe I'll consider if I'm at that point, you know? Yeah. You got the money for it? Let's go.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Thea, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you this Tuesday?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Let's do this. Let's get you these tickets to see Guns N' Roses. We've got some categories for you to choose from here. Do you want to go with Americano, Sky's the Limit, Picture This, Bugging Out?
Bugging Out.
Bugging Out. Okay. World Mosquito Day is on Thursday. These are all just different kinds of insects. That's it.
Okay,
so 6 and 60 is all we need. We got this. You ready to go?
I can do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
These are like pesky things that are in the air in your house and you use a swatter to get rid of them.
Right.
Yes. This is, it's like, they can be colorful. Also the name of a Volkswagen car that looks like a...
Beetle.
Yes. This is, there's red ones, there's black ones. They crawl into little holes. There's a... Yes, this is your dog might get these and scratch a lot.
Ticks.
A different one. Yes, this is they love wood and they'll eat the wood in your house.
Termites.
Yes, this is a really cute. They're red with black polka dots on it.
A ladybug.
Yes, you got it, Thea. Woo! Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are getting you these tickets to see Guns N' Roses.
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
What is the dumbest thing your HOA has ever fined you for? Because a woman went viral for a moment that was kind of like one of the most out-of-pocket like decisions I've ever seen. And we touched on this in the Hot 3 a little earlier, but the video itself deserves its own moment. So her HOA kept hitting her with $45 fines over a dead bush in her front yard. Not once, not twice, just consistently doing it. Like, instead of digging it up and replacing it like maybe a normal person would, she grabbed a can of spray paint and went to work. Green from top to bottom, and she said, you know, this is what they get.
They keep charging me $45 for this bush. We're gonna fix it today. It's not dead no more, Becky. They're gonna be like, how did it get green? I don't know. But it's green today.
So she steps back, admires her work like she just flipped a house or something, and she says, I think it looks better. And on, I think the confidence alone is what makes that video. But how many of you have been in that situation where you're like, I cannot believe they're coming after me over this? You know, HOAs, sometimes they get a bad rap. And sometimes I think they deserve the bad rap. I think we've all been there where you're like, are you really gonna get me over this ridiculous thing? Has that happened to anyone? 702-364-9400. This video has already pulled over 7 million views, and most of the comments are of people cheering her on because You know, no one has ever dealt with an HOA and walked away thinking, wow, very reasonable people, that HOA. Very reasonable.
So lucky to not have ever dealt with HOAs. But here's another video that just came across my one of our prep sites that we have. This says, in this HOA, you are not allowed to sit in your garage with a folding chair and watch traffic as it goes by. Here's the audio from that.
So I'm not allowed to sit in my own garage with the door open?
No, nobody said that, Tom. You can sit in the garage. You just can't look, folding chair, door open, watching cars go by. That's porch type activity. Garages are for vehicles, tools, and storage. Relaxing, enjoying the evening belongs in the backyard.
That's like the thing. So the power plays just get out of control. I've been there before. We got warned over when there was like a dead patch of grass. Hi, summer, Las Vegas. I'm sorry. My water bill is already through the roof. I can't help that. So we got on that. And then they came after us because the number house weren't black enough.
Oh, gosh.
Like the sun had faded them a little bit, and that was it. They're like, your numbers aren't black enough. So I went out there with a Sharpie, and I colored them black in myself. Did it look factory fresh? No. But did they ever say another word about it? Also no. So I felt better. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk to Neera. Neera, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, ladies. I just wanted to say that I became the president of my HOA because I was so tired of people getting in trouble for the color of their curtains inside their home.
Inside?
Not doing anything inside. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. So now you infiltrated the system and you're the president. And so have you eased up regulations a little bit?
1,000%. If somebody is busy, they get a notice. We don't fine right away. We're very, very fair.
How can you fine someone for the color of curtains they have inside? What was the rule on that?
It's insane. They said it had to be beige like everything else. They couldn't get away with it. And that's the thing. You have to know the rules. Hey, people can vote out an HOA. I don't know if anybody knows that, but
really?
Majority vote.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, you sound like you're cool, President Neera. I would vote for you. Absolutely. Katie just texted us, says, we got fined for an inflatable Halloween decoration being up 2 days past October 31st. This one says, got a letter because my kids' chalk drawings on the driveway were quote unquote excessive. Like not letting kids draw on the sidewalks when you could easily take it off with some water. Joe says, my HOA fined me for my basketball hoop being visible from the road, even though it's in my driveway. Let's talk to Wendy. Wendy, what was the ridiculous HOA violation you got?
Okay, so we kept getting notices from the HOA about a dead bush and in our front yard and the fines and everything, but we wouldn't pay the fines because we knew that the bush wasn't dead. It was dormant for the season. So we just kept getting these notices, and finally the season came, the bush bloomed, and it was beautiful. And we sent pictures to the HOA saying, don't be so quick to judge sometimes, because if we would have taken out that beautiful bush, we wouldn't have this beautiful bush now.
Seriously, did they respond to you after you sent that?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not. No, they only respond to you when, you know, they want to accuse you and they need some money.
Exactly. Wendy, I'm glad you are of a horticulturist mindset here and that you know the ins and outs of the bushes. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. What happened to you?
So we actually just recently got a call from our house maintenance because we rent, and the lady turned around and told us, goes, hey, you guys need to move your trash cans because they're on the side of the house and they can see them. And I took a picture and I sent it to her, and she goes, are those your neighbor's trash cans in front of yours? I said, yes. So both of our trash cans are here, but we're the only ones that got written up for it.
The neighbors didn't get anything, so did you tell on your neighbors?
No. Okay, our neighbors are cool. So we're like, yeah, it's kind of, you know, messed up to tell on them because they're so cool with us. So we're like, all right. So we moved ours to the backyard. And then she calls like 10 minutes later. She goes, oh, I also forgot. You guys have to take down the Christmas lights at the house. I was like, well, like, Christmas lights should be all year round.
Oh, my gosh. Who is this Scrooge that you're dealing with, Stephanie?
I don't know. But I have no idea. Like, even my fiance goes, he drives around and he takes pictures.
So annoying.
Are you guys in an HOA are a dictatorship. My God.
It is. It is brutal. I remember once they came after us, too. They gave us this stern talking to about how we're letting our, when we go on walks, we're letting our dogs go to the bathroom in other people's yards. And I was like, my dogs have been dead for 8 years. What are you talking about? And wow. They were like, oh, sorry about that. Yo, it was just so ridiculous.
Shake
it,
my head.
Exactly.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Award season is heating up, and Madonna just reminded everyone why she's still the standard no one else has caught up to yet. She picked up 11 nominations for the 2026 MTV Video Music Awards, more than any other artist, and she's now being nominated in every single decade of her career, which is wild when you think about how much music has changed since she started.
Yeah.
If she sweeps this year, she ties Beyonce and Taylor Swift for the most VMAs ever won by a single musician, 30 apiece. But Taylor could actually beat her to that record first. Taylor has 9 nominations of her own, and it only takes one win for her to become the most awarded artist in VMA history outright. So here's who's up for the big categories. For Video of the Year, we have Ariana Grande, Hate That I Made You Love Me. We have Bruno Mars, I Just Might. We have Storm starring Young Lean, Generation. We have Madonna, Confessions to the Film. We have Sabrina Carpenter, Tears. This is all for Video of the Year. And last but not least, we have The Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
I haven't seen every single video, but the one that stands out to me is The Fate of Ophelia, just because of the way she ends in the bathtub and her face is out like she hasn't drowned yet. I like that ending.
I like that video just all together. And I literally went and saw a movie about the making of that video.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Yeah, that whole Taylor Swift movie that came out where it went over every track and it showed the making of this. And I thought it was a really well-made video. So that's going to be interesting. Let's do one more category. How about Artist of the Year? For Artist of the Year, we have Ariana Grande. Bruno Mars is up for Artist of the Year. Madonna again. Morgan Wallen. Sabrina Carpenter again. And Taylor Swift rounds out that. What do you think as far as Artist of the Year?
Ooh, that's tough. Only because she's coming off an incredible sold-out tour. I'm going to have to go with Ariana Grande, Artist of the Year.
I think I'm going to go with Madonna on that. Just not because me, like, personally, like, oh, I want her to win. I just think if you look at all these nominations and how much, you know, attention this album's getting, I don't know. I think she had a pretty good year. So we shall see. If you want to check out the MTV Video Music Awards, they air on September 27th on CBS. Also this morning, bad news for the soda drinkers out there, because a new study just connected the dots between something a lot of us do without thinking twice and something none of us want to hear the words doubles your risk next to. Researchers, they found that having just one sugary drink a day, whether it's soda, sweetened juice, an energy drink, it more than doubles your risk of stomach cancer compared to people who skip them entirely. What's interesting, though, is that diet and artificially sweetened drinks didn't carry the same risk at all.
Wow.
So it's not about the fizz or the caffeine. It's specifically the sugar. They pointed out that gastric cancer is, you know, already the fifth leading cause of cancer death worldwide. And until now, we barely understood how the everyday diet choices might be feeding into it, which is a pretty big deal considering that more than 60% of American adults are drinking at least one sugary beverage every single day without second thought. So is that enough to make you switch maybe to the diet version, or are you going to stick with the real stuff no matter what the study says? It's a that's a no-brainer to me, but yeah. You know, it, sometimes you like what you like, and it's like you only live once, so what are you gonna do?
Well, I was really bad at like drinking energy drinks every day. I loved me my Celsius's and stuff, so right now I've switched over to kombucha. I love kombucha. Have you ever tried kombucha?
Yeah.
Before?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'm so addicted to that. Hopefully there's no bad things in there because I've got the Costco pack right now.
I think you're pretty safe on that as far as I know. And yeah, that's actually, you're getting a lot of health benefits from that too. So yeah. That was probably a really good switch on your part. Finally, this morning, Gen Z has found a new way to roast people without even raising their voices. And the word is polyester. Now, it all started in a video in a video that was going viral on TikTok and Twitch. Fashion and meme culture is everywhere, and it basically means you're cheap, you're fake, you're trying too hard to look like something you're not. So this video that was going around of this 18-year-old describing his dream life in his 20s and complete with a penthouse in New York and an AI agent doing all his work while he sips fancy coffee and stuff like that. And the top comment just says, polyester lifestyle. And it's got over 45,000 likes, basically calling the whole fantasy tacky and fake. So a media psychologist says that this generation, everything being online, being like social currency, basically. So they've gotten really good at sniffing out anything that feels really manufactured, not real. So now if someone calls you polyester, it's not a compliment in any way. It is an insult that you're saying you are fake. You are just completely tacky. So keep that in mind next time.
Well, now I'm learning about polyester, but before it was unk. I thought you were calling me like, oh, I'm the cool uncle. No, you're uncool.
Uncool. Polyester. It's like a different language. We all have to keep up on it. It's mixed.